Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman, remembered by Ram Goldar, and Anthony Mazakas Bab Matsia, Daf Chavdal, the second parak, El Matsias. This parak has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Connie Lindenauer. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said that Ampuria vessels do not need to be announced, meaning new vessels to which the eye has not yet become accustomed. Even without a sin and loss, the items are returned to HaTalmud Chacham B'Tvias Eina through his visual recognition, which only applies if he has owned them for enough time to become familiar with them. This ruling is supported by Shmuel, who said that rabbis only deviate from the truth in three matters of Maseches, regarding knowing a Masechta, which he can untruthfully deny out of modesty, Upuria, regarding the bed, meaning if he was asked if he had relations, he may untruthfully deny for the purpose of decency, Ubishbiza, and regarding hospitality, meaning he can untruthfully understate his host's generosity, so he'll not be inundated with unwanted guests. Marzut explained the practical import of Shmuel's statement, to return a lost item to a Talmud Chacham through visual recognition, which is only if he does not deviate from the truth for any other matters. Point number two, in a braisa, Rabbi Shimon Elazar said, Hamotzi b'saratia b'latia gadola, one who finds something in a major thoroughfare or a large public square, or any place in which many people are commonly found, they belong to the finder, because the owners despair of retrieving them, even if they have a simon. Five questions are posed about this ruling. Number one, does Rabbi Shimon only allow keeping an item found berov kananim in an area where the majority of people are kananim, where the item likely belongs to a Gentile, and even a Jewish owner despairs since it will likely be found by a Gentile, but berov Yisrael, where the majority of people are Jews, he would not allow keeping it? Or does his ruling apply even in an area mostly Jews, as Tosos explains, because it's likely a dishonest person will take it? Number two, assuming his ruling applies even Barov Yisrael, do the Rabbanan agree with him? Number three, if they disagree, do they even disagree Barov Kananim? Number four, if they disagree even Barov Kananim, whom does the halacha follow? And number five, if the halacha is like Rav Shimon, is it so even Barov Kananim? The Gemara notes that Rav Asi distinguishes between Rav Kananim and Rav Yisrael. And point number three, Rabbi Chanina once found a shechted goat between Tveri and Tzipori, and they permitted it to him. Rabbi Yami explained that he was permitted to keep it based on Rabbi Shimon Elazar's ruling about publicly frequented places, and permit him to eat it, and assumed it was shechted properly, based on Rabbi Hananya, the son of Rabbi Yossi Aglili's ruling. A braisa teaches that if one losses goats or chickens, and later found them shechted, Rabbi Yehuda prohibits them to be eaten because they may not have been shechted properly, and Rabbi Chanina, the son of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, permits them. Rebbe says that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion seems correct when he found them in a garbage heap, indicating it was thrown away. And Rabbi Hananya's opinion seems correct when he found them in a house. Rava says this incident does not prove that we passed like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, even by Rabbi Yisrael, because it's possible that this area was mostly Gentiles, Barov Tabachi Yisrael, but most of the Shochtim were Jews. So once again, the 3 points are number one. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said that Ampuria vessels do not need to be announced, meaning new vessels to which the eye has not yet become accustomed. Even without a simon loss, the items are returned to HaTalmud Chacham B'Tvias Eina through his visual recognition, which only applies if he has owned them for enough time to become familiar with them. This ruling is supported by Shmuel, who said that rabbis only deviate from the truth in three matters of a Maseches, regarding knowing a Masechta, which he can untruthfully deny out of modesty, Upuria, regarding the bed, meaning if he was asked if he had relations, he may untruthfully deny for the purpose of decency, Ubishbiza, and regarding hospitality, meaning he can untruthfully understate his host's generosity, so he'll not be inundated with unwanted guests. Marzut explained the practical import of Shmuel's statement, to return a lost item to a Talmud Chacham through visual recognition, which is only if he does not deviate from the truth for any other matters. Point number two, in a braisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, Hamotzi b'saratia b'latia gadola, one who finds something in a major thoroughfare or a large public square, or any place in which many people are commonly found, they belong to the finder, because the owners despair of retrieving them, even if they have a simon. Five questions are posed about this ruling. Number one, does Rabbi Shimon only allow keeping an item found berov kananim in an area where the majority of people are kananim, where the item likely belongs to a Gentile, and even a Jewish owner despairs since it will likely be found by a Gentile, but berov Yisrael, where the majority of people are Jews, he would not allow keeping it? Or does his ruling apply even in an area mostly Jews, as Tosos explains, because it's likely a dishonest person will take it? Number two, assuming his ruling applies even Barov Yisrael, do the Rabbanan agree with him? Number three, if they disagree, do they even disagree Barov Kananim? Number four, if they disagree even Barov Kananim, whom does the halacha follow? And number five, if the halacha is like Rav Shimon, is it so even Barov Kananim? The Gemara notes that Rav Asi distinguishes between Rav Kananim and Rav Yisrael. And point number three, Rav Chanina once found a shechted goat between Tveri and Tzipori, and they permitted it to him. Rav Yehama explained that he was permitted to keep it based on Rav Shimon Elazar's ruling about publicly frequented places and permit him to eat it, and assumed it was shechted properly, based on Rav Chananya, the son of Rav Yossi Aglili's ruling. A braisa teaches that if one lost his goats or chickens and later found them shechted, Rav Yehuda prohibits them to be eaten because they may not have been shechted properly, and Rav Chanina, the son of Rav Yossi Aglili, permits them. Rebbe says that Rav Yehuda's opinion seems correct because Shemotzan ba'ashpa, when he found them in a garbage heap, indicating it was thrown away. And Rabbi Hananya's opinion seems correct, Kuchimatsam Babais, when he found them in a house. Rava says this incident does not prove that we pass like Rabbi Shimon Elazar, even by Rabbi Yisrael, because it's possible that this area was mostly Gentiles, Barov Tabachi Yisrael, but most of the Shochtim were Jews. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Chav Dalet, and our standard Simon is a pitcher, a kud. A pitcher, so here goes. While the Talmud Chacham's new pitcher was being returned to him purely based on Tvi'as Ayin, because he was truthful about everything, except three things. His chavrusa told somebody he could keep the meat he found at the crowded train station, and could even eat it because most of the local shochtim were Jews. Once again, slow motion. While the Talmud Chacham's new pitcher, that must be learned off, Chav Dalet, Kad, pitcher. While the Talmud Chacham's new pitcher was being returned to him purely based on Tvi'as Ayin, because he was truthful about everything, except three things, which reminds us, even without a siman, lost items are returned to the Talmud Chacham at Tvi'as Ayin, through his visual recognition, which only applies if he has owned them for enough time to have become familiar with them. This ruling is supported by Shmuel, who said that rabbis only deviate from the truth in three matters, b'maseches, regarding knowing a masechta which he can untruthfully deny out of modesty, b'puria, regarding his bed, meaning if he was asked if he had relations, he may untruthfully deny for the purpose of decency, u'b'ushpisa, and regarding hospitality, meaning he can untruthfully understate his host's generosity so will not be inundated with unwanted guests. So, while the Talmud Chacham's new pitcher was being returned to him, purely based on Tvi'as Ayin, because he was truthful about everything, except three things. His chavrusa told someone he could keep the meat board he found at the crowded train station, which reminds us, in a braisa where Rabbi Shimon Elazar said, Hamotzi b'srati b'lati gadola, one who finds something in a major thoroughfare or a large public square, u'b'chol makom shel rabbi mitzuin sham, or any place in which many people are commonly found, hari elu shelo, they belong to the finder because the owner despair of retrieving them, even if they have a siman. Five questions are posed about this ruling. So, while the Talmud Chacham's new pitcher was being returned to him purely based on Tvi'as Ayin, because he was truthful about everything except three things, his chavrusa told someone he could keep the meat board he found at the crowded train station, and could even eat it because most of the local shochtim were Jews, which reminds us that we learned that shechted meat that was found could be eaten even in an area which is mostly Gentiles, in a case where the majority of shochtim are Jews. So once again, while the Talmud Chacham's new pitcher was being returned to him purely based on Tvi'as Ayin because he was truthful about everything except three things, his chavrusa told someone he could keep the meat he found at the crowded train station and could even eat it because most of the local shochtim were Jews. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf Chaf. So the simmer Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. At the lesson found Shtaro's cafe. Cafe? That must be more Daf Chaf. At the last and found Shtaro's cafe, where a man was just given back his shovar for his wife's ksuba based on her admission, without concern that she sold her ksuba, which reminds us, the braisa teaches that if one found the shovar a receipt indicating payment of a ksuba, and the woman admits she was paid, the shovar is returned to the husband. The more as we should be concerned the shovar was written in Nisan but not given until Tishrei, when the ksuba was actually paid. Since the woman may have sold her ksuba to someone in the interim, returning the shovar to the husband enables him to unlawfully avoid paying it to this buyer. Rava answers that this price approves Shmuel's opinion. One who sells a document of debt to his fellow and later forgives the debt is forgiven. Since she can forgive the debt to her husband, we're not concerned that returning the shovar may defraud the ksuba's buyer. So at the lost and found Shtaro's cafe, where a man was just given back his shovar for his wife's ksuba based on her admission, without concern that she sold her ksuba, right near the Maisa Basin section for retrieving certificates of Chalitza Miyun and other Basin documents, a mava pulled out of Simpon stating the debt was paid to mock the lova, since it was invalid. Which reminds us, Rav said, Simpon Yotz Mitachas Yidei Malva, regarding a receipt found in the lender's possession, even if it's written in his own handwriting, Ino al Kemesachek Upasel, it merely mocks the borrower and is invalid. Although the lender himself wrote it, it's possible he wrote it in advance, reasoning that the borrower may come late on Friday afternoon to make payment and will only pay if the lender gives him a receipt. Daf Chafalv. So the Siman Daf Chafalv is a car because Bostonians pronounce car as ka. So here goes. The Eil Metzias Mobile, mobile. That must be one Daf Chafalv. Ka. The Eil Metzias Mobile rolled right past the cob of fruit scattered over Dalet Amos, which wasn't worth the effort to gather, which reminds us. Rabbi Yitzchak explains the first case of the Mishnah of scattered fruit that belonged to the finder as a cob's volume of produce spread over an area of Dalet Amos. The Gemara teaches the case of Bekanishta de Beidari, with grain left at the gathering up from the winnowing place, where the owner took the bulk of threshed grain and left this behind. An amount less than a cob spread over Dalet Amos is not worth the effort to retrieve, and the owner abandons them. Rabbi Yirmiyah posed numerous inquiries to determine if the primary factor is the retrievable produce's value or the effort involved in retrieving them. So the Eil Metzias Mobile rolled right past the cob of fruit scattered over Dalet Amos, which wasn't worth the effort to gather, and didn't take the watch that dropped on the floor because the owner didn't realize he lost it. And it was Yeush Lomidas, which reminds us, Amoraim discussed Yeush Lomidas, despair without awareness, where the owner would despair of retrieving his article if he knew it was lost, but is not yet aware. Abai says, Lo havi yeush, it's not considered despair, and Rava says it is. The Machlokas is about an article which lacks a simon. Abai says the situation is not considered yeush, the haluyada, the nafamine, because the owner does not know that it fell from him, so he has not actually despaired. Rava says it is considered yeush, since the owner will despair as soon as he realizes he lost it, because it lacks a simon. Mahashtu hud miyash, therefore he is considered to have despaired from now when it's lost. So the Eil Metzias Mobile rolled right past the cob of fruit scattered over Dalet Amos, which wasn't worth the effort to gather, and didn't take the watch that dropped on the floor because the owner didn't realize he lost it, and it was Yeush Lomidas, but quickly pulled over to take the money lying on the ground because people constantly check their wallets, which reminds us, a bias challenge from our mission, which states, Maz Mefuzaros Hari Elu Shalo, if one found scattered coins, these belong to him. But since the owner may not be aware that he lost them, he is not yet despaired of retrieving them, and they should not be permitted to keep. The Gemara answers by applying Rabbi Yitzchak's principle, Adam Asui Umashmesh Bekisa B'Choshav V'Shah. A person is accustomed to touching his purse constantly to check if his money is still there. Therefore, we can assume the owner became aware of his loss and despaired before the coins were discovered. Daf Chav Beis. So the similar Daf Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. When the cabbie, that must be more Daf Chav Beis, taxi cab. When the cabbie came to pick up the man who just finished taking off his friend's truma, who was told by the mishaleach he should have taken from the better grain, which reminds us, the Gemara attempts to support Rav's opinion that Yeush Lomidas is considered Yeush from a brice which teaches that one who separates truma for someone else without permission, and the owner said, Klach Hetzel Yafos, you should go to the better produce to separate as truma instead. So when the cabbie came to pick up the man who just finished taking off his friend's truma, who was told by the mishaleach he should have taken from the better grain, was so astounded when some of the grain was swept away by a river, making a loss to everyone, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the support to Abaya, the Yeush Lomidas lo havi yeush, from the case of a lost item swept away by a river that is permitted to be kept by the finder. So when the cabbie came to pick up the man who just finished taking off his friend's truma, who was told by the mishaleach he should have taken from the better grain, was so astounded when some of the grain was swept away by a river, making a loss to everyone, that he mistakenly reversed over some lost newly made bundles in the street, destroying their siman. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that one may keep krichos, small bundles of grain, found in Rishus Rabim. Rava says that this is true even if the bundles have a siman, because he holds siman asuli dares will have a siman. A siman which is liable to be trampled is not considered a siman even before it's destroyed, because the owner despairs from recovering the item. Rava says the Mishnah's ruling only applies to bundles without a siman, but one may not keep bundles with a siman, because he holds a siman which is likely to be trampled is considered a siman. Dav Chaf Gimel, so the Simmer Dav Chaf Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The absent-minded Kugelach enthusiast, Kugelach, that must be more on Dav Chaf Gimel. The absent-minded Kugelach enthusiast, who easily identified the bread he lost near the bakery because one of his Kugelach had fallen into the dough and gotten baked in by itself, which reminds us, there's Machokas of Simen Haba Me'ilah, a Simen which may have come about on its own, is a legitimate Simen since the owner may be unaware of it. So the absent-minded Kugelach enthusiast, who easily identified the bread he lost near the bakery because one of his Kugelach had fallen into the dough and gotten baked in by itself, was able to claim the rest of the set he lost there by correctly saying there were four left, which reminds us of Talmud Gemara that minyan, the number of an item, is considered a simon, as well as the mida and mishkal, its measure and its weight. So the absent-minded Kugelach enthusiast, who easily identified the bread he lost near the bakery because one of his Kugelach had fallen into the dough and gotten baked in by itself, was able to claim the rest of a set he lost it by correctly saying there were four left, but could not reclaim the new set he said he lost by the Kugelach delivery port because a lot of kids lost their Kugelach there. Which reminds us, Gemara discusses whether makom, the place of an item, is a siman. Ramar explained that certain places, such as on a riverbank, where kegs are unloaded on boats, cannot serve as an identifying siman because we can tell the claimant that just as it happened to you that you left your kegs on the riverbank, it may have also happened to your fellow who may have left the same goods there. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf to be makok is whether a siman asui lidares, a siman that is liable to be trampled on, is a siman or not? That's on daf Chavbeis. Good number 2. Which daf do we discuss finding something in a crowded place where the owner is going to despair of retrieving it? That's on daf Chavdal. Good number 3. Which daf do we learn one can return a lost get if it has a siman muvhak? That's on daf Yudchask. Good number 4. Which daf do we learn certain places do not serve as a siman since many people may have lost the same items there? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good number 5. Which daf do you learn one can return new articles to a Talmud Chacham with Tfiyas Ein? That's on daf Chav Daod. Good number 6. Which daf do you learn a minion is considered a simon? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good number 7. Which daf do we have Malchuk as a Abaye and Rava regarding Yeush Shlomo Das? That's on daf Chafav. Good number 8. Which daf do you learn one can return a shova, a receipt to a husband, when the wife admits the ksuba was paid? That's on daf. Chaf. Good number 9. Which daf do you learn one can even eat found shechted meat in a place which is mostly Gentile if rova the shochtim are Jews? That's on daf. Chavdal. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you learn a daitiki is a sick bed will, which is effective without a kinyan? That's on daf. Yud Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is everybody Rumbled from Zuchu, wishing you a great day and great learning.